Okay. We're just going to try to get Pashup Shot in exactly what we do with Mamanot Lasafek in the various permutations. Start with our Gemara. Zemer Shalavosai, Zemer Shalavosai, Amr of Nachman, called the Olim Gavar. We already spent time discussing called the Olim Gavar. Umay Shna, Mishnei Shtai, we read this already. Mishnei Shtai, Say Yotzev Yom Echad, Derav Amr Yachloku, Shmuel Amr Shudad Daini. Right, so Shnei Shtar Yosef Echad sounds a little bit the same. Let's assume, but we're not going to get into that. If you want, you could be looked at some of the Makoros, Ravina Gershom here, and some other early Rishonim and Gaonim, or Gaonim and Gaonim influenced Rishonim, quoted by the Rif and the Ran and Ksuba, say he might even be talking about a Shtar Halva, but all the main, most, the vast majority of Rishonim say like Tosos, Erev, Ramaskol, and Maishna. And we'll follow him for now. We're not talking about Shtari Halva. Shtari Halva, it's in the Furish Mishnah and Ksubos. They split it. We're talking about Shtari Mekach Umemkar or Matana, meaning you both have a Shtar, then on the same day I gave you my field. That's exactly similar to Zeromer Shalom Bosai, Zeromer Shalom Bosai, right? We're fighting over who owns the field. Nonetheless, Rav says, Yachloku Smol says, Shud it Daini. That's the question. We already read the answer and analyzed the answer. Hasam Lech Lamekala de Milsa, Hacha Ikala Mekala de Milsa. Okay, the big machlokes we've shown him here is the question from Rav? Is the question from Shmuel? Is the question from Rav and Shmuel? And that depends what's the basis of Rav Shita and what's the basis of Shmuel Shita. And that there are two deos in Ksubas. You might have noticed that the Rishonim argue what the maskana of the Gemara Ksubas is. Not all the Rishonim say anything, but is the maskana of Ksubas like the Lishakama Lishabasra, right? The first or second analysis in Ksubos. Tosfos says here, the also lashon, and he's talking about the second lashon in Basra there. I don't know. Now I'm having Ozvahadar. It gives me a little Zion. I don't know what that says. Okay, so he points out the Master Shekel argues and says the other Rishonim seem to be Iker. The Tosfos assumes that the Lishna Basra there is Iker. The Ramban and the Rashba assume that Lishna Kama there is Iker. Okay, so we're not sure which Lishna is Iker, but there are two Lishonos. One of the two Lishonos, Itmar Shnei Shtar, Shnei Shtar, Sayotu Yom Echad, Rav Mar Cholkin, Shmuel, Rav Shuda, Daini, Lema, Rav Dam, Krav Meir, Dam, Rav Chassima Karsi,
There's
a lot to say about Eid Chassima Karsi and Eid Masir Karti.
There's no focus.
We talked about that.
We talked about that last 2 years ago. I think we learned Masechet.
And we will learn Masechet Gittin again next year. So we'll talk about it once again. But the Lishna Kama is that Rav says Rav Meir and Shmuel says, Rabbi Elazar, what's shot in the Mishnah Kama? What's shot in the Mishnah Kama? Mishnah Kama in Ksubos, which is the Iker, according to the Ramban.
Yeah, it's again out of focus. Just one out of focus.
Can we blame Fayim?
No. I'm just guessing.
It starts out of focus, and then it immediately goes out of focus. It's very strange.
I don't know if it's the computer.
Now it's good.
Yeah, okay. Let's hope it stays that way, okay? Maybe if I write it on the board, it will help.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Anyway. Which is the Iker of the Rabban of the Rashba, and now I see the in the footnote here it says the Cheshek Shlomo says he thinks that's the Pashut of Shat. Okay, could be. I think Tosfos has another way of reading more there. Doesn't really matter for now. Anyway, what does the Lishna Kama say? It says Rav is Rav Meir, and Shmuel is Kid Rabbi Elazar. What almost everyone there says. Almost all the Rishonim there say is similar to what Tosa says here. Rav Amar Yachloku. Therefore, what most of the Rishonim say is that Rav says for Meir Eidi Chassima Karti Yachloku B'Torah Zvadai. Rav says it's not Maman of the Safik at all. It has nothing to do with Maman of the Safik. It's just Pasha half and half. There's no Sugya here. Why? Because Tosas is a concept. We're not getting into this now because, you know, well, it gets discussed. And getting Tosas is a concept of Muchach Mitovo. Tosas thinks, we don't analyze it fully right now, Tosas thinks that when Rameir says Eidi Chasima Karti, what's Machlok's Eidi Chasima Karti Eidi Sira Karti? When you require Eidim on a shtar, is it the Eidim who signed the shtar? Karti Koris. Koris is Melashon of a get, the cut. Get is a get, Krisos. But it just means it makes the shtar effective. Or is it the Eidim who see it handed over make the shtar effective? Meaning the Iker, the signing or the handing over? So it says Tosos, if the Iker is the signing, then you need what's called Muchach Mitocho. Then it's only Kone in a way that's proven from the shtar. Think about it. If I give you a shtar that says, Hey Tammuz, it only proves you own it at the last second of Hey Tammuz. So it can't prove you own it at 11:40 p.m. Hey Tammuz, because we don't know. Maybe it wasn't written yet. So therefore, you're only Kone at the last second of Hey Tammuz. If I give you a shtar that says Hey Tammuz, you're only Kone at the last second of Hey Tammuz. Therefore, you're Kone simultaneously. And therefore, you split it, but Torah is Vaadai. That's Tosol Muchach Mitocho. A lot of Rishonim don't hold Muchach Mitocho. And then there are two answers as to why they split it in Torah is Vaadai. Rashi there says that it's just an umdana in his mind, that since the Eidei Chasima are the Iker, and he knows the Eidei Chasima do not prefer one over the other, in his mind, he tends to give it half and half. And the Ramban there says that it's based on a sheet called Eidei Bachsum and Zachin Lo, which holds that the Eidim are Kona seemingly even without a proper Mesira, in which case you would need Muchach Mitocho. Anyway, we're not getting to that now. That's for next year. Kitzur, almost all Rishonim say, if the Eidei Chasima are the Iker, then really, since the Chasimos are equal, they both prove Hei Tammuz. And the Chasimos cannot prove when on Hei Tammuz. Right? By definition, the Chasimos are on a shtar that says Hei Tammuz. There's no shovels outside of Kalayan. When you sell real estate outside of Kalayan, the minute is that you're not allowed to write hours. Therefore, the Chasimos are equal. They equally. Tosos was like a real lesser, according to a real lesser, whoever was Nimsar first wins. That's almost beforeish. In the Gemara later on, in the continuation of the Sugya, the Eidei Chasima are not what makes it. It's the Mesira. So whoever I give it to first wins. That's what we would all have thought, right? I think if we didn't know any Gemara, you just stopped the guy in the street and asked him, two guys who were shtar, that I gave him same property the same day, who went, who does it belong to? They say, whoever got it first. Whoever got it first got it. The next guy got the Brooklyn Bridge. The next guy gave something that no longer belonged to me. So whoever's Nimsar first gets it. We don't know who is Nimsar first. But someone was Nimsar first, and therefore it's a Sapeg, and therefore Yachlok B'Torah's Vadai, B'Makom Sapeg, we do Shuda D'Daini. That's almost everyone reads the Lishna Kaha, that only Shmuel holds Maman of the Sapeg, and Shmuel holds Maman of the Sapeg, you do Shuda D'Daini, and Rav holds is not Maman of the Sapeg at all, it has nothing to do with our Sudha. In which case, the question here should be only from Shmuel. There's no question from Rav. The question is only from Shmuel. That would be the Hashad Pshat, which is fine. The Gemara never. Now, some of the Pshatim say, so why didn't the Gemara say, Hani Chal Rav, El Shmuel, might be the Gemara? Okay, well, one answer might be, since Halacha is like Shmuel, the Nominos, we only care about Shmuel. There are others as well. I just want to point out that Rabbi Tam has a totally different Pshat. Not all the Bali Tosos help Muchach Mitocho. Rabbi Natan did not help Muchach Mitocho. Rabbi Natan is a totally different shot there. In Tosos there, he has a totally different shot. What Rabbi Natan says is that, no, whoever came first wins. Whoever came first wins. So what's the difference with the Eidei Chasima Karti or Eidei Mesira Karti? If whoever came first wins, is it whoever signed first wins? Or whoever was Nimsar first wins. What's the difference? Why should it make a difference since Yachlokus and Daini, whether whoever it was signed for first wins or whoever it was handed to first wins? And then Rabbi Tam, he gets in some details. Why do we care who it well, we'll get into the deal. Second, he says very posh. You can't. It's not normal. We can't assume a possibility that you'd be moser than both simultaneously. I mean, if you think about it, it's very strange. Let's say I'm selling you my field, I'm selling you my field. I'm going to hand you both the shtarl simultaneously, but I'm selling both of you the same field. I mean, you know, there's a limit to what someone can get away with. I can't admit that I'm selling the same field to two people, or even giving the same field to two people. Obviously, I can't do simultaneously. You'll say you can have some weird, weird case. Okay, but that case is so weird that, you know, that's like space aliens coming down in my backyard. And no one would ever admit to the person that they're giving both things simultaneously, or to Hinschleier for that matter. So the Mesira can't be simultaneous. However, the Chatima can be simultaneous. I can tell Adim, sign this star and sign this star at the same time. I get two sets of Adim signed at the same time, or he suggests I can even have one set of Adim signing at the same time, but signing one after the other, but it counts at the same time because they're still talking about the same issue. It's still in the same sitting. I can tell Adim. As a matter of fact, I'm not even dishonest. I can tell Adim, look, I want to give my field to one of these two guys. I'm going to decide who later. So can you sign for this guy and sign for that guy? So I'll have it in my pocket. Not so crazy. And his assumption is that once you sign at the same time, then you intend that you should go by the Chasima to keep half and half. So what does the Rambam Tam say? The difference is it could Chasimot could be simultaneous. Put it right this in Hebrew. Afshar lachtom. Bozman it. Right? That's how we say simultaneously in Hebrew. Efshar. Limsar. I mean Efshar within anything that we can imagine happening. Bozman it. Right? You can't sign at the same time. You can't. And therefore, what does he say? Here he uses a phrase that might be familiar to us from, if we remember, Bamitziyadat Gimel, which is part of that sugya that they keep quoting here, Toastmasal Havarba. Therefore, Afshar Lachaluka Leos MS, it could be half and half. Doesn't have to be. Could have signed it also, not simultaneously, right? But it could be that it really belongs to both of them. Well, here it is, Efshar Lachaluka Leos Emes. It can't be both ears, because you cannot hand it to them at the same time. And therefore, what? When it's Efshar Lachaluka, then Mamo Hamuta Besafik Yachloku, when it could be half his and half theirs, and Mamon Hamotal Besafik Shuda the dining, when it cannot be half his and half theirs. Okay, that is the two pshatim in the Lishna Kava. Either it's Vadai versus Mamon Mot Besafik, but there's only one sheet about Mamon Mot Besafik, which is Shuda the dining. There's other sheetas in Bamatsia, that's the end at Tafir Bamatsia. There's other sheets in Machal Par Bechamar, but we're not up to that yet. Or no, there's still only one sheet of Mamon Mot Besafik. If it's possible that it's what half and half, you split it half and half. If it's impossible to half and half, you have no choice but Shuda de Daini. Meaning what we're saying here is, what is the best way to what is the best way to deal with Mamon Mot Besafik? Okay, let's hold off on that for a second. And what is the Lishna Basra? What is the Lishna Basra of Iksuvos? Which? Tosos is Iker. Lefi Tosos. Tosos says the Lishna Basra is Iker. What's the Lishna Basra of Iksuvos? The Lishna Basra is Kule Alma Ke Rabbi Elazar the Idimisira Karti. And the simple shot is that whoever is Nimsar to first wins. Right? Kuli Alma. Let's just think for a second. What would the rule be? Because Misha Nimsar Lo Risho Zaha. Misha Nimsar Lo Risho Zaha. Because M Neftamu Isha Achas Shnehem Kalim. Right? Okay. What's the rule? Kuli alak Rabbi Yelasser, which seems to mean the rule is, according to everyone, except for a very, very strange Rishon who happens to have a very, very prominent place on our page. Give me a second. Let's say a little better here, right? We could be more general. Tom seems to hold what he calls the Nasiris al Das Nasima. Where was Nechtam first wins? But therefore, they could have both won. They could have both apart. Okay, but everyone agrees like very long. So which Lachora means Mishenimsar Lo Rishon. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is, as the Gemara says here, the kuliyam kavir lazer rabbi gemar sa rab sa rachaluk adifa shmul savar shuda adifa. The machlokas is Rab says haluka adifa, and Shmuel says shuda adifa. Meaning the machlokas is what is the best solution for Mamo Hamutal Besafek Yachloku or Shuda Didaimi. Okay, Shuda Kamashmo, what are you doing in a suffix? Okay, so you have to pick your Shita. Let us this is a very, very fascinating, by the way, a very fascinating machlokas. Is it Yachloku or is it Shudu Didaimi? What seems to be the machlokes? Obviously, what's the advantage of Yachloku? In what way is Yachloku better?
Because he took its part.
Because it's more fair. It's more fair and it minimizes injustice. Right? It minimizes injustice. After all, no one will lose all their money. No one will lose all their money, and it's more fair. I think we can all admit that Yachloku is more fair rather than randomly giving it to one person. Now, I'm going to have to go back on for a moment and say this depends on another Machlokes that we've seen. What's the famous Machlokes we've seen here between Rashbam and Tosos, or Tosos contributing of Tam? Right. Rashi, by the way, is like Rashbam. Okay, we'll get to it. What's the famous Machlokes even there? Rashbam and Rabbi Tam?
What Shuda Didaimi
means? What Shuda Didaimi means? What does Rashbam mean? What Shuda Didaimi means?
To what the Didaimi thought.
You use your subjective judgment as to who it really belongs to. Right? Who would he really have given it to? You know, you try to just use your, intuition. And what does Rabbi Tam think? Right, Tom thinks you arbitrarily award it. He thinks you arbitrarily award it. Obviously, Tom is not such a big fan of your subjective intuition. He basically says, just admit you're being arbitrary and award it arbitrarily. Okay, this has to do with the Gemara that says, the guy says in the Chasam are the Tovya, right? If there's a Tovya Talmud Chacham, we give it to the Talmud Chacham. Why? The Rashbam would say, because subjectively, if a guy's dying, wouldn't he want to leave the chasm to Talmud Chacham so he gets exes chuyas and bezdin shalala? And Rabbi Tam would say, if it's arbitrary, shouldn't you help the Talmud Chacham? Okay, that's like one of the places where we see.
Rabbi, is that why the Rashbam? Is that why the Rashbam's mamid b'shtar matana? Because there's more, you can be more subjective. I know he likes you more than
I understand. That is one advantage of being mamid b'shtar matana as opposed to shtar milta. If you hold shuda d'ayin, it means you have your subjective judgment. It's hard to have subjective judgment of two halvos the same day. It's much easier to have subjective judgment two matanas the same day. Yeah, I meant to give it to him and to rip off him. But I don't think that's why. I think the reason is because the reason Tosos mentions that there's just a Mishnah Ksubos that sounds like it can't be talking about Shara Bach, the Mishnah Ksubos and the Purish, the Baal Halos, they split it. And therefore there's no room for Shuda. So I think it's more of a technical reason, but this could also be. Now, what's the Yisod HaMachlokas? Here it's almost a philosophical Machlokas, right? That's the Gemara's Lashon. that totally on something, the Derech Cheshbon. Oh, you Cheshbon this, you come out with that. No, just Adifa. Chalukah Adifa or Shuda Adifa. What's the basis of the Machlokas? So I think the basis of the Machlokas might depend what Shuda means, right? What the Yesod HaMachlokas? All right, because I went too far. You could say, according to Rashbam, you could say the Yesod of the Machlokas is basically like the Machlokas that came in the Rebbein Tam, which I just invented. Meaning, do we trust subjective judgment or not? Do you think Shuda is a good way of getting into the truth? Right? Maybe Shmuel would say that we rely, obviously I don't even rely on the subjective judgment when there's another option. If you have Edom and Migo and Shmuel and Chazakah and et cetera, obviously we're not going to tell everyone just use subjective judgment, give money whatever you want. But when you have no other evidence, he says we can rely on subjective judgment. Right? Again, it's obviously only when you have no objective evidence. No one's going to say that there's, you know, you can do whatever you want, but there's no rules. But maybe, give me a second, Shmuel believes in the power of subjective judgment. Therefore, Shud is a better idea. Maybe Rav, again, this is a maybe. Maybe Rav says, no, you can't rely on subjective judgment. Rav is maybe more suspicious of subjective judgment, right? Right. This is the kind of thing I should have checked if there was a rugged cover by like a Rav and Shmuel about, you know, who argue about a pasuk in Megillas Rus or in Sefer Melachim, who go read this Tuesday, right? This is the kind of things he knew how to do that I don't. But maybe they argue about how much we trust subjective judgment. That's one way to analyze it. And therefore, Rav doesn't think she was a good idea, and Shmuel does.
Not sure it's subjective. Suppose you could prove 100% that you write high and better than you write the answer. That still wouldn't be.
That still wouldn't prove he gave Chaim the star first. Who knows what might have happened?
Subjective judgment.
Yes, but it's still, even if it doesn't prove, it still implies. Still something.
No, but.
Still tilts the scale.
I would say that it's not just suggesting.
So I see. You know, what Aiden is saying is that it's not just subjective judgment. It's subjective judgment combined with circumstantial evidence. Because even if subjectively we think I like Chaim better, but even if we think that I like Chaim better, I still might have really given the shtar to Yehuda first for all kinds of pressures and reasons that might have existed at the time.
All I want to say is that we, it's using a criterion which is not part of the DNA law.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So let's call subjective judgment slash jumping to conclusions or slash making assumptions.
It's not like Rab jumping forward in the concept.
Right. So first of all, you could say that Shmuel, so it's possible. Or you could say it's not that Rav held you can never rely on subjective judgment, it's that Rav held that it's a worse option than Chalukah, but he might still admit when for some reason you can't do Chalukah, you can rely on Shmuel dying, right? A lot of you should have said given that the case of fighting over who gets the water which day. That you should have died in Kuli Alma because you can't do Chalukah. I mean, you can never, at the very least, mean it's a less preferable option. Okay, now, however, that's only maybe according to Rashbam, according to Rebbein Tam. That's clearly not what they're arguing about. They don't have different opinions as to how likely you are to get the right answer by flipping a coin. We all know it's 50-50. So the second option is, which the Rashbam could also like the second option as well. The second option is, maybe everyone would admit to this analysis, could be the Rashbam thinks, no, they agree that subjective judgment worth something. That their machlokas is about the sort of values of Bezdin, as it were. Clearly, Chalukah is doing a little more. Okay, how am I going to say this? Maybe say this old song. Chalukah is doing a little more essay tone, as it were. You know what? We are, first of all, we are perhaps more likely to lead to a peaceful outcome. Everyone has a stake in it. People will be satisfied with what they have. We're no one's going to lose all their money. It's more fair. It's definitely more fair and more practical to do Chalukah. However, what's the problem with Chalukah? Again, forgetting about the strange arena top, etc. Problem with Chalukah is that it's a more fair and practical solution, but the odds that it's true are zero or close to 0%. If I do Shuda, it's not a very fair solution. How is flipping the coin a fair solution? But the odds that it's true is 50%. Meaning, is Bezdin's highest value to not do falsehood or to do something could be true? Is Bezdin's highest value truth, or is their highest value fairness and solving problems? Maybe that's what I'll focus on. Sad, if you say, I don't care if what we do is true or not. I care if what we do is fair and just and effective. Then do, why would flipping a coin be helpful? But if you say, no, I care about doing truth and not falsehood, the answer is Yachloku is 100% false. At least Shuda is 50% likely to be true. So we have what to be summoned by if we have no other options. It seems to me that there's a deep philosophical machlokas here.
Defer to the mathematician, but in game theory, isn't it the same thing?
But we're not talking about game theory.
Right, you want to optimize your outcome.
No, but we're not. That's exactly my point. We're not trying to optimize outcome. The game theory is very utilitarian, right?
That's how you formulate the winning. Winning in this case is making the right decision.
Fair, right? That's the question, right? What's winning? If winning is making the right decision, Yachlok is a 0% chance of winning, so dying, flipping a coin is a 50% chance of winning. But if winning means, you know, making the most people the happiest and trying to save people from being oppressed as much as possible, then Yachloku is a better position. So it just depends exactly what how you find winning. Another way of saying it depends how you find winning is it depends what your basic values are, right? How you define winning. I'll point out that in case we haven't noticed this yet, Halacha is decidedly not utilitarian in its ethics. I don't mean it's Halacha is anti-utilitarian, no one's that. But Halacha is not a utilitarian ethical system. You know, that's why Peter Singer is not my friend. Or I'm not his friend, perhaps. Also, I don't know. But even if I did, I wouldn't be his friend. Peter Singer is the greatest utilitarian ethicist of our generation. So maybe the machlokes is more philosophical. How do you define winning? As Amy said, according to Rob, you define winning, which is that what is most important. What is most important is fairness and resolving conflict. Fairness and resolving conflict. Maybe in fairness, you could say minimizing how much people lose. But according to Shmuel, what is most important? What most important is truthfulness. I don't mean as opposed to lying. I mean correctness. Right? I don't mean as opposed to lying. I mean as opposed to doing something that does not correspond to the truth. Shmuel says the most important thing is being right. And right, this is a fight we have all the time. Fight I have in my house with my kids all the time. You know, the one particular kid, I'm always saying that's not the right way to look at things. And he says, yes, but otherwise it's wrong. And it's just wrong to be wrong. So Yishmael on his side. It's just wrong to be wrong. Shmuel said, better 50% chance of being right than 0% chance of being right. Rav says there is 0% chance of being right and having a more fair solution than 50% chance of being right and having an unfair solution. And it's unfair to just flip a coin. Okay, maybe the machlokas about what are the values of Beis Din.
Rav's interpretation of Suda the 90 is more than 50%. It's almost like all Dalim Gvar. In other words, it's more than 50-50 because it's a Dayan
Shuk. Correct. That's why I said Rabbi Rishbam's interpretation might be. The Rishbam could say it's more than 50%. That's why the Rishbam can only, he could say, you know what? It's Shuda Daini is 60%. I'm making up a number, obviously. You can't quantify this. It's 60%. But they have the same machlokas. And but still, to be 60% right, it would be more fair to split it than to be 60% right. And therefore, Rav says more important to be fair, and Shmuel says better be 60% right. Or could their Rambam say no? Everyone agrees it's better to be 60% right than to split it. They argue whether we really trust you to be 60% right, or we say, you know what, you're making assumptions, and you have your biases, and you have your baggage, and really, you're still more or less 50% right. Okay, let me just point out that if you take the two pshatim in the Lishna Kama. If you take the two pshatim in the Lishna Kama, according to the first pshat, the Makos Sofer is only Shuda D'Daini, only Shmuel exists. Right? The answer is Shmuel D'Daini, there is no Shita of Yachloku, at least not until we get to Machlok Parva Chamor, and Shnayimot and Talis. According to the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, now, according to Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, that everyone admits that when Yachloku might be true, even a slight chance of truth is enough, a slight chance of correctness is enough to say we'll do what's fair. If there's no chance of correctness, then you have to put a point. Okay, so in different ways of navigating between, we have different ways of navigating between, let's call it fairness and truth. Shmuel versus Rav Lishna Basra and Lishna Kama, only Shmuel exists. Or Gerd Bino Tam, it's all a compromise. If there's any chance that Yachloku is true, go for Yachloku. That's a more fair solution. If there's no chance that Yachloku is true, then go for Yachloku. Now, how did this tie into our sugya? Here is the Lachori easier part. Who is the question from? So Lachori, this should depend if you're the Lishna Kama or the Lishna Basra, although it also might depend on something else. Who would you say, right? Who is the question in our sugya? You might say that it is for both Rav and Shmuel, right? Well, let's say Lishna Basra and Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Basra, which is Ikar according to Tosos, I'm starting with Lishna Basra. So according to Lishna Basra, L'chori, you would say, the machlokas. The question is from both Rav and Shmuel. And that's what most Rishonim say, and that might be what Tosos says. Right, Tosos is a slight curious problem here. At the end of Tosos, Rav Amir Yachloku, he says, the how Lishna Rishon also demote you plug the Rav Shmuel leave the Rav Yelazar, it's really around the Chalukah Tifa, Asi Shabir. Then he says, but also Lishna Ikar, the Mucha Chasa Bit Raisa, which is a tricky I admit it's a tricky lashon, but we're not going to get to that now. And then he said, but what does he say? Deparich may rav. But according to the Bach, he says, deparich afilu may rav. Deparich afilu may rav. Afilu may rav is being small, being rav. So Lishna Basra, you might say, deparich bein may rav bein mishmuel. This is, I think what most Rishonim, say. According to the Lishna Basra, and this is what Tosos says, according to the Haggah of the Bach, 1 second. Right. So, and this is what the Rishonim seems to say. Right? What did the Rashbam say? The Rashbam does not bring in Rav Meir and Rav Elazar here. Strange. I mean, he's going to sound strange. We'll get to it in a moment. He doesn't bring in Rav Meir and Rav Elazar here. He doesn't say the words of Meir Rilazar. He assumes that they sound like they're just arguing about what's that tifa. He doesn't say exactly. He doesn't say very much here. And obviously, you can't look at the Rashbam in Sukkos because he's done. But it's clear that he thinks the machlok is the kashas from both. And as he says, passes from both Chalukah and Shuda. So Parach Bain Meirav Bain Mishmuel, and this is Tosfos Lefi Bach. Tosfos Lefi Bach and the Ramban and the Rashba Aliva the Lishna Basra, and the Rashbam also. The Rashbam is funny, but he does sound a little like the Lishna Basra, because he doesn't say they're arguing for Meir or Yehuda, and the Chora Rashbam. However, this is not so pashut, because, and here is a little tricky, because Tosfos says things for the Rashbam that the Rashbam doesn't say. He gets into it, but you could say that the question is only from Rav and not from Shmuel. Why would the question only be from Rav and not from Shmuel? So, Parach, Rav, a Rav, in Lom Shmuel. This is what Tosfos suggests within Rashbam. I think he knows where Rav will hold this, if he tracks a little. But Tosfos says you could say the question is only from Rav and not from Shmuel, and this is Tosfos suggested, although backtracks, but this is the sheet of the Tosfos, the Piskei read, same person, different book, same person, Tosfos written in Piskei read of the same person, it's not like the Tosfos written in Yerushalmi, who lived, 600 years later, but this is what the Piskei read says. I admit, he doesn't say much about Lishna Kama versus Lishna Basra, but let's assume this is the Piskei Harid and a one day in Tosfos, right? And a day in Tosfos. What's the Svara? The Svara is if you hold Shuda Daini means you have to use your intuition, subjective judgment. When it comes to Shnei Shtaros, I have intuition, subjective judgment. I know the giver. I know the two potential alleged recipients. And therefore, I can use my judgment who he meant to give it to. When it comes to Zeomer Shalavosai, I say it's my field, my father's field. You say it's your father's field. How does the Dayan have an intuition whose father's field it is? I don't know. This goes back before the Dayan was born. How do you have an intuition to say, shoot at the Dayan? So Tosfos struggles with that. He says, according to the Rashbam, you can't have a kashrut from Shmuel because you can't say Hadashmuel say shuvu daini or Nachman should have said shuvu daini. You can only say shuvu daini when you're an intuition. There's no intuition with Zeomer Shalavosai. And then Tosfos backtracks and says, well, maybe you can have an intuition by Zeomer Shalavosai also. What kind of intuition? A different kind of intuition. Not an intuition as to what originally happened, right? But an intuition as to who seems more truthful. Right, which is already, that's going out a little more, going out on a limb a little more, right? So one thing, intuition of what originally happened. Now, no one knows who knows whose grandfather belonged to, right? Obviously, none of them find either whose grandfather belonged to, or else there wouldn't be a fight, right? But you seem more honest than him. That's already a real subjectivity. But says Bein Tosfos that Lefi Derech Harashbam Bishuda Dedaining Intenso Lomar Dishaya. What is the word used for Shuna? You can only interval the Shayach Shuda Rak. Me Nire Yoser Amiti. You see, Tosfos had a reasonable half of me, You can't say shooter who's seen Quranis. Come on, that's just more slick. You can only say shooter if you know what happened and have an opinion of what would have happened originally. Then you can say shooter. Matos says, Zelmer Cholavosai or Arba. Now, the truth is, I don't know what Matos do said. Maybe you know whose father is more likely to own this land. I don't know. In any case, Matos has analyzed it. He says, maybe at first. He's not sure. You can only say shooter about what happened, not about who's telling the truth. Therefore, it's not shy of shooter by Zelmer Cholavosai. Therefore, the question is only from Rab. Matos has the happening and then says, oh, okay, but you don't have to say this. The pissy red happens as Mama Shishita. This is assuming the Rashbam is based. I'm not saying yet. Give me a second. But I mean the Rashbam about Shuda. I don't mean the Rashbam.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the previous Rashbam. Sorry.
That is assuming. Derek is assuming that he's eating the Sura. Since I put a little Shabbat, which I admit is funny, but possible. So let's leave that for now. How about according to Lishna Kama? Who is the purifier from according to Lishna Kama? Oops, we're running a little bit. According to the Lishna Kama, who is the purifier from? So almost all Rishonim say that according to the Lishna Kama, you have to say the purifier is only from Shmuel, right? That's what almost all the Rishonim say according to the Shekama. Tosfos says that according to the Shekama, the Ramban and the Rashi and the Ritter and Bina Yonah and the Ran and everyone says, you know, Parech Rak Mishmuel. Why? Because for Ran, it's not monomotable suffix. It's a potlight. Parech Rak Mishmuel. This is Tosfos the Shar Rishonim. It can't be a question for Rab. Rab is a potlight. Rab is not a suffix. However, and then Tosa says, but it doesn't work if you hold that you can't do shudim by Zelmer Cholavosai. So you sort of stuck. If you want to be a Lishna Kama, you have to claim that shuda is shayet by Zelmer Cholavosai. Why? Either like a Ritan, you flip a coin, or like the Rashban, they use your intuition. You can use your intuition, and who seems more truthful? Right? That's sort of Omar. Shuda shayet. However, the Ritva says, even according to the Lishna Kama, you could say you could say that the kasha is from both of them. How? One way is by being a little, I wouldn't call it cheap, that's not nice to talk about the Ritva, but it depends how you define according to, says the Ritva. Says the Ritva, that Parech Bein Meirav Bein Mishmuel. This makes perfect sense. It's just a matter of what you mean by Bein Meirav. The Chiddush in this is the second day of the Ritva. The Chiddush is not what he said. It's just that he called Bein Meirav Bein Mishmuel. Why? This is the Ritva in his second day, second or third. I'm not sure how to count. Third day, because his first day is like the other Rishonim. But what does he mean? He doesn't literally mean we ask from Rav. He means because Rav admits you would say Shuda if it was Moment of the Summit. So it's not really asking from Rav's Yachloku, it's asking from Rav's Shuda. Right? That's why I say it's a little cheap to call it bigger, Rav Bigger Shmuel. The Mo de Rav. The mamon hamuto besafek osim shuda. So the question is from Ben me Rav Shuda Ben Mishmuel Shuda. They both agree a suffik would be Shuda, just Rav thinks that's not a suffik. Or, so we'll call this part Ben me Rav Shuda, or the possibility the Ritva says, and here I looked at the footnote beside our cook, and says he doesn't understand this according to the Ritva, but we can understand it fine according to the Ritam. He says, maybe Parech Bein Meirav Bein Mishmuel, but really from Rav, not that Rav admits Shuda. Bein Meirav Yachloku. Why? Because now here the Ritva says something that doesn't fit what the Ritva said until now. So I tried, I looked and put him inside of a book. He said, sorry, Yon, I don't know if you have a better answer, but I also tried to see if he had a different gear set and didn't. He says, His second daya is, because his first day is just like everyone else, Ukaha, he says, again, it could be that it belongs to both of them. The field belongs to both of them. Therefore, we should do chalukah. Meaning, since it might belong to both of them, therefore, we should say, yachloku. What is he trying to say here? He's trying to say that Rav Shita is that whenever it might belong to both of them, you say yachloku. Ah, what does that have to do with Bernie Mayer? It says it definitely belongs to both of them. So maybe he means here to throw in the remainder of time. Again, it's a little funny why you're going to throw in the remainder of time all of a sudden in an offhand line, but according to remainder of time, it makes perfect sense, right? So this, let's call this, let be remainder of time in Ksubos. And this is the, strangely enough, the Ritva is second day. Why is it strange? Because the Ritva doesn't say like Rav Tam Ksubos here. But basically according to Rav Tam, what's the Shita of Rav? The Shita of Rav is that whenever it could be both of theirs, you do Yachloku. Say Amr Shlomo Bosai also could be both of theirs. It could be. Now maybe we're not sure if it could be or not. Maybe that's why we're asking them both according to him, right? Like they both claim it's only theirs. But according to their line, it's both theirs. So what's the point? The point is, because according to Ring of Time, Rav is also the Torah Safek, not Vaday. Rav is also Yachloku the Torah Safek. Al Tanai, the Epshar Sheshayach L'Shneihem. And you can call this after the Shaykh Lashneihem. They both claim it's not Shaykh Lashneihem. But it could be that it's both theirs, and then they each want to steal half from the other. Okay, so Lemaisa, we now have the first question, and then one second. What's the first question? The first question is either only from Rav. Why does Rav say Yachloku and Rav Nachman is called the Umpire? There's no question from Shmuel, because Shmuel's Shuv is only when you have an intuition, and in Rav Nachman's case, you have no intuition. Or it could be that it's only from Shmuel. Why does Shmuel say Shuda? And Rav Nachman is called the Umpire. No question from Rav, because Rav's Yachloku is a Vadai, not a Safek. Or it could be the Kasha is from both of them, either because they both have a Shita at that moment from a Safek, according to Lishna Basra. One says Yachlok, one says Shuda, but neither of them says Kobo and Bar, or because they both agree Mono of Suffolk is Shuda in the Lishna Kama, or because maybe they both agree that Mono of Suffolk could be Yachloku, could be Shuda. The Daini depends if it might be both theirs or not. But in our case, maybe you could call it might be both theirs, maybe you wouldn't call it that, so the question is from both of them.
The way this is kind of pointing with Rubin Tom, that whole Svara. Is that built on Remain of Tom's Havana, or the way that we presented Remain of Tom's Havana in the Machlokas Lishna Basra? Meaning that in Lishna Basra, the Machlokas is whether or not your core value in Bezdin is to get the right answer or to be fair. Right? The Lishna Kama, everybody agreed that the goal was to get the right answer. But obviously, once it's possible that Haluka could get the right answer, why would you go to Dani?
Yes. Lechorigas. Okay. Now, the one last thing I want to point out.
Why do you assume that they're both lying by Arafa?
Ah! You wouldn't, because it could be they're both lying if it belongs to the half of
each
other.
He
doesn't say they're both lying, he says they're both lying. Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone says it too.
That sounds like. That sounds like they're lying to me. Okay, it's not saying. You mean Allah above Messiah that base? Possible, but it could just be the tongue. It could be that the way he understands the Zerim Kama is that even if you have to grasp at straws to assume that it could belong half and half, you grasp at straws. So it could be they're lying, and that's enough. The odds are against, but it could be. All you need is to be possible. Meaning, if it's possible that it belongs to half and half, you'd be a Yachloku. Ah, he says all mine, he says all mine, but it's possible it's half and half and they're both lying. It's possible.
Could have had a half and half since.
Is there more of a lack of DNA? There's one of the principles of the
On the other hand, they both agree it's not over there, so what do you do with that? Could be. It could be. I agree. But again, I think voting is possibility, not evidence. Not a probability, even alone. Okay, let me just point out one last thing before we go by dirt to the second half of Shir, which is that there's a very strange response here. Everyone's bothered by this very strange Rashbam. You know, I'll only briefly mention the strange Rashbam. What's the strange Rashbam? What is the suffix? If there's a suffix, what is the suffix? So everyone assumed the suffix is who was Nimsar first, right? Who I handed the star to first. That's where you're allowed to give me Sira Karti. Or according to Rebbe Gittin, maybe the suffix is who I signed first. The Rashbam has a unique sheet here, which no Rishon says in Ksubas. No one says this on the Peter Subas, and no one else said it here. Adraba, everyone goes crazy on the Rashbam here. The only thing is that the Tosfos, if I remember correctly, doesn't even quote this part of the Rashbam. It sort of just pretends it never existed. It doesn't deign to respond. What's the suffix? You're ahead of me. According to the Rashbam, what's the suffix that they're trying to figure out? Who he had in mind to give it to? Says the Rashbam at the top of the Daf Lamed Hey, Einak Dom B'Shal Sel B'Shalayim, Gavihil Ubda, etc. Because there's no Shos if you're not in Yerushalayim. Capable of piercely Reuben the Shimon HaShoth, since he didn't write the hour, because it's not in Shalayim. Nimshel is the Kovik Samzu Ad. Ad Ha'erev. He only wanted to give it him at night. Okay. Yachloku. Okay. He only wanted to give it to him at night. So far, it sounds like Edi Chasima Karti of some sort, and they both should have it halfway. But then the next piece he says, Yachloku. Despicable. It's a suffix. What's a suffix? The legler your hakmotz beavero. The inechem motzon gavero. Then he says shuda the daini. Also she not to leave the dinner. She not say ovo or krovo yoser. Whoever you like better. The body how gomer vaakile. That's the one who he had in mind to be machna to. Okay. So what does he say here? And then he says it even more strongly. The rascal hasam. Hasam beish staros. You can't say they'll figure it out later, right? Remember, like we'll make them. They can't bring Edom later. Why? The shores at the same time. Even you can't say, yeah, this one was written and handed over in the morning, and this one in the afternoon. Hello, ain't that the shows? It doesn't make a difference. There's no Akdom B'Shos, Kamoshi B'Rashul Amal. The Lekhle Yerushem Zen Nitzar Tchula Yomo Yomayim HaFodim. Don't say maybe it was a day or a month beforehand. Chakra Nitzar Sheni. Okay, we're not worried they were Nimsar on different dates. They were all written on the same day, and Nimsar on the same day. Therefore, it makes no difference who is first. So what does make a difference? Also. Okay, so it makes no difference who was first, who was second. Makes no difference who was written first, who was signed first, who was Nimsar first. What difference does it make? So the only clue we have in the Rashbam says, Gomer Va'achni. Which one is Gomer Va'achni? Which one he really had in mind? The suffix is in his kapana. Everyone else said the suffix is which is first. And he said the suffix is the kapana. What is the suffix? What is the suffix? Right? Moment of a suffix. What is the suffix? So the Rov Rishonim would say, Lemi Nimsar Tchiva. Rabbi Yutam in Ksubos Bidas Bidas Rav Belishna Kama would say, which one was Nechtan Tchima? And the Rashbam, that's a bit of a shot, Das Yochim, that's not so great, crazy, Nechtan Tchima. But, I mean, it's a Chiddush, he needs to do a lot of answering, but it makes common sense. The Rashbam here is a Shidus Yochim that everyone either pretends never existed because, you know, it's too,
you know, it's too traumatic to even reject or reject.
Says the Rashbam, he says,
who makes no difference who is first, who is last. He says, listen, it makes no difference who is first, who is last. And he doesn't seem to be helping Rav and Shmuel here. He seems to be equating Rav and Shmuel here. What's the question? The question is, why didn't Rav Nachman say Shuto or Yachloku? Right? The question from both of them. Right? Rashbam is the me paya bidaito lahachnus. The question is just in his das. That seems exceedingly difficult. The Rishonim all go crazy on him, mostly because in the continuation of Sugma Ksubos, it says explicitly that that according to Rabbi Lazar, Kasav le'echad u'masar le'echad, shemasar lo'kana. Meaning, if you wrote to Reuven first, but gave to Shimon first, whoever had the first Masiro is Kona, and the verse is that Rabbi Lazar. And at least Shmuel has to be like Rabbi Lazar. So at least Shmuel is like Rabbi Lazar. According to the Shemana, Shmuel is Rabbi Lazar. According to the Shabbat, they're both Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says explicitly, whoever's Nimser through first wins. So clearly, whoever's Nimser first wins, not whoever you had in mind. Okay, the Lecha Mishnah and all the other Akharim answer for the Rashbam, that the Rashbam already answered that question. Here he was being like his grandfather. He threw in a line to answer a question he would have. He said, and we're not choshish that it was Nimsar a day or 2 days or a few days or a month later. Meaning, he would make no kimto. Like the Mar inside, he doubted when Bezek Suba said, so it was Nimsar first wins. That's if it's a different day, different days. If it's different days, the first Masira wins. But here, we don't assume it's different days. We assume it's the same day, and therefore, the first Masira doesn't win. So then he gets out of that question. And Lemaisa, the nicest exposition of Rashi Shita here is in the Pnei Shlomo, that is Rav Shlomo Gansfried, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and many, many, many others. His Pirush HaShas, he goes through a whole arichos to defend the Rashbam, like Nehem Tasey, like why doesn't it depend who was first? And he basically assumes Bainler of Meir, Bainler of Yelosser. He assumes that basically this gets into a Hakira I'm not going to mention now. I'm just going to not mention. The Hakira I'm not going to mention is the famous discussion that Ron brings up in the last parak of that long Ron, the last parak of Gittin, when Rabbi Elazar says, Eid Masir Karti, Tom. The Af or Dafka, right? Could Rabbi Elazar also let you say Eid Hasima? And then the bigger Hakira that the Ron brings up is, and if you say Eid Hasima for Rabbi Elazar, is that just another kind of Eid Masira, or is that really Eid Hasima track? And he's assuming it's really Eid Hasima track. Basically, whenever you have Hasimos, everyone's using a Hasima track. And basically, what he says for the Rashbam is that, as the Rashbam says, it's not Kone lo zikob iksav ze ad ha'erev. It's not Kone till the Erev. And okay, and he thinks that Bein or Lazar, Bein or Meir, it's a little Dachot, Kishak, and Tarek Subas, if he works it out. So what's his big finish? Just like everyone else said, that, well, I never meant you to be Kona till the end of the day. And therefore, you're both Kona equally together, Ravadai. The Rashbam just takes a slightly different finish. He says, I never meant to be Machne to you until the last minute of the day. I give you first. But I don't mean to be Machne till the last minute of the day. I reserve the right to change my mind. Now I give it to Yehuda. Now, what do I mean? Do I mean I changed my mind and I don't want to give it to you only to Yehuda? Or do I mean that I'm just playing around with Yehuda, but I really meant to give it to you? Mm-hmm. We're not sure what I meant.
Basically, the Rashbam is nimchak to say he has to have a double bechak. A, it's not chal till the end of the day. And that seems irrelevant to Rameir and Marilosar. It's not chal till the end of the day. And B, so it doesn't mean if I give it to two people, they're partners. If it's not chal till the end of the day, that means if I give it to two people, whoever I had in mind, it depends if I had in mind to change my kinyan or to just play around with the second guy. That's a big finish. Why haven't this worked from leading him to partner? Okay, that's the tremendous thing. He has to make two.
What's
it
about that? Say that's
what he
thinks.
And yes. Too big from Goose. So the Ramban says the first thing is ridiculous. It's ridiculous to say you're not Kona until the end of the day and you can change your mind. But if you look at the Rashba here, he says,
That's not ridiculous. That's a very reasonable shita. That's the thing Shlomo says. I mean, I saw the Rashbam in the Rashba first. He said, now, the big finish is, l'chor, all that is only for a mayor. Pnei Shlomo tries to get it to work even for a lazar so that he doesn't get into trouble. But what are the two big chidushim? The one is that not kone until sof hayom, which he says, right? This is not a pshat of the Rashbam. The second big chidush is that therefore, it depends if his kavana was to retract or not. If he sells it to a second guy, if kavana to retract the second guy gets it. If it was his kavana to not retract, the first guy gets it. And therefore, it's his kavana. Two crazy chidushim.
Govern
Belay,
you have a king.
I know, but I'm Govern Belay, and Devarim. Right? Crazy condition. What the Rishbam would say, no, Devarim Shebelay, Enim Devarim means within one kinyan, you know, it has to mean what I said and not what I thought. But if you're asking, did I retract one kinyan and replace it with another kinyan, then even my lathe counts. But that's a big chiddush. Meaning, what would you say? Devarim Shebelay is what the kinyan means. You can't say, oh, I meant al tanai because I had him my leave. No, when I gave Chaim the field, I meant to give it to him. When I gave Yehuda the field, I meant to give it to him. Ah, but which did I mean to retract? Which did I mean to keep? Then you can go to the leave. Tremendous finish. Let me just ask you a simple question. Why did no one likes this response? Why did the response say so many crazy kedusha? What forced the response to say so many crazy kedusha?
Maybe the response held like in Gitin when it says, Allah,
Elazar, be. Lumbus. I want something very, very simple.
What's the kasha in the morning?
What do you mean?
Are you going to ask the kasha against Pogo and Tanar?
What do you mean? By he can ask the kasha just fine without these crazy conditions. What? Why did he have to make all these crazy conditions?
Make the answer.
The answer of? What are the words that he wants to make sense? It's because he took Lekko and Mekko and Lekko and Noso literally. That's why he made crazy conditions. No one else agrees. And they say, don't think it so literally. What is leka, lemekim ala demilsa mean? Leka means impossible or improbable. He says leka meant you can't. You can't find out. Then a simple question. Why can't you find out? Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll find the Edom and they'll testify who was first. Right? Why can't you find out who was first? If the man who was first, why can't you find out? Yeah, I don't know how likely it is. Hey, you have to look. Who are the guys? Where are they, etc. But why can't you find out? Why is it impossible to tell? He says, if it only depends what was in his head, then that's impossible to tell. Because how can you ever find Aiden as to what was in someone's head? I know it's crazy kedushim, and he's going to have to go back. You know, I answered more than, you know, with a wave of the hand. He's going to really have to go to Dvar Shalei and Dvar and explain why this is and this isn't and this qualifies and this doesn't. But it's very simple, because he took Lekka literally. And if you take Lekka literally, it must be something unprovable. What could be unprovable? The only thing that's unprovable is what someone had in their head, because what happened is provable. So therefore, it must depend what he had in his head, because he takes Lekka literally. That is why you're spawning all these crazy things.
Am I recalling
it? I don't think so.
No, that's on me. The front of labor didn't mean to retract the first one or not. When he did the mice of the second, did he mean that as a retraction of the first or not? That's not the way the Shlomo says, but still, okay, so how do you, so why don't we say you're both valid and they split it, Nevada, like everyone else? Because he had in mind one yes, one no. And you understand why that looks like
part of the Shlomo. He sold the whole field to both of them. So it's impossible to get both. What does that mean?
What you're saying is that therefore, it's mucher he couldn't have meant them both because he didn't say half and half, he said the whole thing. So therefore, from his words, it's mucher he meant one, not the other. We just don't know which. And maybe that's why it's not a problem for him to believe. That's what he was answering. It's not a problem for him to believe because his words prove that one of them he didn't mean. We just don't know which. Okay. In any case, it's still a tremendous kedushim. What's a tremendous finish? You know, I think I'm going to need the board. The tremendous finish, he takes Lekka literally. If Lekka is literal, then it must be something invisible. Otherwise, you can find Edom. If it's something that wants to be invisible, only his kavanah is a tremendous finish. Again, you have to say nicely. Why is it not a problem with Rashi? It's still a big finish. Because if I said I'm giving 100% of the field to Yehuda, 100% to Chaim, my words imply that one of those I'm not really doing.
And therefore, it's like my words don't apply which. This is my words already proved that. Well, I'm not doing one of them, it's not going to relate anymore. So let's just ask a very, very simple question. And then we will. This actually, what does lek of a make more of the bill so mean? Lek of. Allah did Vilsa, says the Rashbam, impossible. And therefore, he has to make his big Kiddush, Kiddush Atzum. What do the other Rishonim say? But no, it's just improbable. It's not Shchia. Kiddush Atzum, the suffix is Bidaito. As opposed to no. You don't need a Kiddush. The suffix is Lemi Nimsar Rishon. Or perhaps according to Rina Tam, according to Rav, and the Philosophical, Lemi Nimsar Rishon. Right? I mean, why is it unlikely to prove who got it first? Why is it even unlikely? You know, why can't you prove who got it first? Find the Adam, ask them what time of the day it was, and if these Adam say 10 a.m. and these Adam say 4 p.m., then you have your answer. Why is it unlikely? Every Rishon has a different story exactly why it is unlikely, 100% correct. Every Rishon has a different story why it's unlikely. Now, what if it had to be more unlikely than Ze Omer Shalavosai, right? Why is it more unlikely than Ze Omer Shalavosai, right? Why is Shnei Shtaris, because you can draw the line wherever you want, right? Why is Shnei Shtaros, more improbable than Zet Omer Shalavosai? Because Zet Omer Shalavosai, we'll probably find Eden. But Shnei Shtaros, that's unlikely to find Eden. Why is there why is there a difference? So here there are, you can make up a million stars. I'll just point out a few from the Rishonim. The Ritva here says, he said, then he has a Kolshki. He says, Minastam, they don't remember what time of the day it was. The Ramban and the Rashi will say, well, if the Shtar doesn't say what time of the day, then the Adim Asira probably also don't remember what time of the day. Minastam, they don't remember what time of the day. Of course, this ties into whether you even needed a Asira if they ate him or not. But, assuming that, so says the Ritva. What did the Ritva say here? He says they probably, that's the kind of thing that they, stomp the muscle of the chiri the many them sir tchila. Right? In a stomp, engam zokrim the minim sir tchila, as opposed to whose father owned the field, that's the kind of thing people might remember. Yeah, you go to some of the old days to remember who owned the field, that's not so hard. To remember who's first in a stomp they don't know, or that it was real to add something. And others, I just put in white hat on the sheet. He said, hold on a second. Generally, who are the Adim Asira in the old days? The same as? Just like nowadays in Ksuba. Who are the Adim Asira? Well, actually, not really. The Adim Asira were generally the Adim Hasima. Why do you get different Adim? You'd sign in him. So, therefore, we know who the Adim are. They're signed here. So, we probably already asked them. And they probably said they didn't know. In Zeh Omer Shalavosai, you don't know who the Adim might be, right? Heivan did Yodim Anu Mihem HaAdim Min Hastam Far Sha'olu Osam Amru Sheshachu. Right? We know who the Adim are. Their names are here. In Zeh Omer Shalavosai, we don't know who the Adim are. They could be anywhere, right? Someone could show up tomorrow. Here we know who the Adim are, right? As opposed to Zeh Omer Shalavosai, Zeh Omer Shalavosai. Either it's more memorable. That's even make a little else. Someone's bound to remember whose father owned the property. But it's unlikely to remember what time this star was at the next star race. Or over here, don't know who the Adim might be. Who knows who the Adim might be? So if we look hard enough, we'll find someone. Here, there are only two guys, and we look, you don't know.
Or the Rashba, you produce a different daya, which I should have put on the Makoros, but it doesn't matter. It's all technicalities. In his second daya, the Rashba, he doesn't like this. Rashba, the Shendish Omrim, it's a daya he doesn't like. He says, Zehomer Shalab, both sides. Says it's all about our both sides. He doesn't like this. He says, fuck. But he himself does not agree with this. But he says, by the Shnei Shtaros, Kevan, the Bavli Hadin, Kayamin, and Hastam, Far Bikshu, the Lo Matsu, Aiden. Since the Bavli Din are alive, they probably asked everyone relevant and couldn't find anything. But in Zerah Shel Avosai, the father's not alive. So you never know who could be, in Hastam, Yodim, he yachol lehaid lahem, the bikshu, the lo matu egos. When they're alive, they know who to ask, and they ask, they couldn't find. Zohar shel Avosai, you never know who your father, who could testify for your father. You never know who might have been there and had business dealings with your father and the property. He died, and you don't know who it is, and said, so, yeah, tomorrow will come from Medina Sayyam. Right, as opposed to over there, the don't know who knew his father's business. Okay, these are three possible answers. The Rashi doesn't like this. He says, in that case, it's always different if it's you or your father. And whenever it's you say, shouldn't die. Whenever it's your father, you say, kol ba'al fire. Then what about the arba? You have to make otimtas. You have to say it's their father's arba. You know, he doesn't like that. Okay. That is, as far as the first part of the Gemara, I know we haven't gotten Machlok Par B'Chamer yet, but before we get to Machlok Par B'Chamer, we have to deal with Tosos and Resva, who very, very famous Tosos. He asked, Tosos at the beginning of the Tzia asked the same question. The question is, there's one case which does not make it into our Sugya. It looks like our Sugya is all momentum with the suffix, right? We throw in Shudo, we throw in Yachloku, we throw in Kol Olivar. That's pretty complete. But what are the cases? We throw in Machlok Par B'Chamer. We throw in Shnei Shtaros, we throw in Zehomer Shel Avosai, but we forgot about the most classic case, right? Shnayim Oksa Metalis, Shnayim Oksa Metalis, Zehomer Shel Liyud, Zehomer Shel Liyud, etc. Yachloku. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that question? How come Shnayim Oksa Metalis is Yachloku? And then they wouldn't have a good answer. Because what are they going to say? Shnai Moksa Metalis is different because Lekha Mekha Moda Melsa. You'll find someone who knows whose talis it is. Shnai Moksa Metalis is different because George Mamona. The Gemara said before, she's not George Mamona. Based on the Gemara that we haven't managed together yet. What about the stira between Zerah Shel Avosai and Shnai Moksa Metalis? That is the classic question of Tosfos. And all the Rishonim. How does Shnai Moksa Metalis fit into this scheme? Because there's another Yachloku that doesn't seem to be justified. So, Ze Omer Shel Avosai, Ze Omer Shel Avosai, called the Olam Dabar, Yayin Ochzin, the palace, we say Yachloku. Why is there such a divergence? And what do most Rishonim answer? Something along the lines of that, correct. Most Rishonim answer, okay, I can't hold you responsible for knowing most Rishonim. I didn't put most Rishonim on the Kor sheet. But most Rishonim answer, what Rabbi Natan says, Farsh Rabbi Natan, and our Sugya, even before Rabbi Natan, the Rashbam hints at this. He didn't say to answer the question, but he hints at it. And the Rebbeinu Hananel hints it in the way the Rishonim here quote is that maybe Rebbeinu Hananel said it. It's not clear if Rebbeinu Hananel said it to answer this question or just hinted at it. But, and this is most Rishonim, the Rebbeinu Gash, most Rishonim agree with this. The Rishonim spoke, the Sfarad, the first Rebbeinu time, the Oxen Shiny, came Shame, Okzak, I mean, Long Long Nech, she exiled Echel Haver, the Chosvi, the Yodam, she's Shame, Chelik, Bashal, Dor, Yisraham, the Chest, we should be Yado. Shalom, that's good, Rabbi Abba. Why can't I say it was in your hands, but it wasn't yours? Dibi Chachvi. That's not the way the world works. If it was in your hands, you keep.
So Shnei Rav tells that he's holding half. That's different. Our whole sugya is if there's no machzak, right? Think about it. If I was holding the whole boat, no one say kol ungar. If I was holding the whole field, I know you can't really hold the field, but no one say kol ungar. If in all these cases, if I was holding the whole thing, we wouldn't say kol ungar. Not the parva kamer, we wouldn't say kol. Well, we wouldn't say whatever we say. It's only because no one is machzak. So he says, in the case of Shnei Rav Tzvitalis, they're both machzak. So that's a different kind of yachloku, meaning that's a different kind of yachloku. That's not yachloku to mother and local Sami Kolkin. That's yachloku because I'm ultimate Earl of Araya slash Tomas and Tomsi of the Trollo and Reza Shalom. Okay, that's a whole sugya. No Muslim Shir group. I don't know. Has anyone been here since Bab Metzia? That's okay. So Bab Metzia, the Chakiri at the beginning of the year was, it within a period of time, is he saying that that's yachloku to be Shmuchsak on half or because they're each Vadai proof that they don't have? Okay, that's for Bava Metzia, not for us. Now, basically, what is Rabbi Tam and most Rishonim saying that this is when there's no machzak, and this is when they're each machzak on half, in which case it really doesn't belong in our sugya. Our sugya is all cases where no one's machzak. What are you doing? Mother of the something that no one's machzak. What are you doing? Mother of the something that someone is machzak. Everyone knows about the Mechorel of Harai, and if they're both Mechorel, then they each keep half. Okay, that is the answer of Rabbeinu Tam, and most Rishonim, and actually it seems to make a lot of sense, because then it explains why it doesn't come into our sugya at all. So our sugya is only when no one's Mechorel. Our sugya is not when one or two people are Mechorel. And the Rishbam hints at this. What does the Rishbam say? He says that, where's the Rishbam? He says, by the Arba, he already says, Lo zev lo zem uchzakin, midlo, yeah, that's pretty explicit, by the Arba. Lo zev lo zem uchzakin, ba midlo rami, alei masnisa, shnayim oksa metalis. Kein pirish rach. Okay, there's the rach of the Rishbam. Why don't they ask the question, shnayim oksa metalis? Because over here, no one's mosak. Finish the sentence. Over there, someone, two someones are mosak. So that is a rain day, rain of time, right? The Rashbam, Bishem Rach, and most Rishonim say this. Yes, I'm a little. Could you, you know, do you say, well, there's someone's mosak and doesn't want to suck it all? I wonder in the Lashon of Tosfos, right at the beginning of Rav Metzia, his Lashon is almost the same as Rain time here, but subtly different. He says, we can't say tol olam gvar, because it's not a din that we tell the olam, takif as a chalosh, the totsi should be yadav and tizkevo. Shouldn't tell someone to take something from someone else's hand. I wonder if maybe he means the same answer for a different olam, that really we would say tol olam gvar. But you can't say tol olam gvar to take something out of someone's hand. That's too violent. And therefore, we're stuck with Yechlobu, not because he's mochsav, just because of the limitation of tol olam gvar. But I'm not convinced of that. Everyone else said, not a limitation of the Gemara, just that Moksa trumps everything. But the Svar is that Moksa trumps everything.
The other Svar would be that you can't be called the Kosi thing. Being one of the second Svar there.
Is that correct along the lines of that? Yes. Again, happens all this tying into the Rambam on Tukva Kohen. I keep saying that without even explaining the Rambam on Tukva Kohen. Okay, let's sort out the Rambam now, and if there is, you attribute it to objective something versus subjective something, but not for now. Okay, that's what Rabbeinu Tam mostly showed him. However, interestingly, there are another two or three opinions about this. The Riva, the Tosos, it's funny, Tosos in Bava Metzia on the page is not called the Riva. You don't know there's another day within the Bavli Tosos. I mean, you know, looking at the other Rishon Ashkenaz here, but our Tosos goes to the Riva. Uliva near the lav davka oxen. No, he does not think this oxen is worth so much. He does. Why doesn't he think oxen is worth so much? You know, what about the principle of zakos, whatever someone's holding is theirs? It's not an interesting question. But what he might end up saying is that no. If they're both holding something, I mean, this is a radical way of learning a few lines of more in the first paragraph of Metzia. Since they're both holding something, you can't say they're each mostly in their half. No, they're both holding it. No one's really mochzak. But they're both holding it. No one's really mochzak. Certainly not to the point where they can prove that it's theirs.
Can you say stronger? The part of it seems to say that the mochzak is created by they, and I can't. Not literally what I'm holding. But you can't say you're mochzak based on the time of your name.
Correct. I mean, it's complicated. Okay, but he's not impressed by these mochzakas. So what does he say? It's not open. It is based on the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asks, how come Rav Yossi, how does the Mishnah of Shtayim Oxen shtim with, how do you say shtim? Giant, right? This is the other word, fit in. How does it work with Rav Yossi? Because Rav Yossi says, in kein ma hifsid ramai, says Rav Yossi, he says, if Chaim's, Yehuda and I give Chaim 300 shekel to hold, right? We're all honest people. So you say, it's 200 of 200 and 100. We're giving you to hold. And somehow we forgot, or, who's the 200, who's the 100? He never knew. We might discuss that elsewhere. Why he doesn't know. Okay. And I say the 200 is mine. Yehuda says the 200 is his. What does Rabbi Yossi say? It's all Yehuda Chachiyah Eliyahu. Because we should make a knas against the Ramai. Right? Because if we give us each back 100, then the liar hasn't lost. He has a gain, but he hasn't lost. If we give each back 100, the good person lost, but the evil person did not lose. So to make the evil person lose, we take it all away. And even the Chachamim say, the 100, why is that 100 at least, or 300, why don't we say, Chokin, like Shemos and Thomas? So what does Ritva say? They're not both holding it there. So that obviously shows that it's not both holding it, right? And what's the worst answer? Badai Ramai, there's for sure a liar. Right? By Shemos and Thomas, there's not for sure a liar. I say I picked it up, you say I picked it up. The Gemara said, no, could we picked it up simultaneously? And let's be very honest. If you're not the Chafetz Chaim, and you pick it up with a lost object, a hefker, someone else simultaneously, if you're not the Chafetz Chaim, the odds are you'll be very convinced that you picked it up first. You'll honestly believe that you picked it up first, and they'll honestly believe you picked it up first, because you have to have a lot of Avodas Hamidos for your honesty to be really honest. So it's not Badai Ramai. There could be a Ramai. It could be that you picked it up and then I came and grabbed it off. I'm just a big liar. But it could be that's a matter of interpretation. So, however, by the 100 to 200, everyone agrees, Chaim remembers, everyone agrees it was 100 and 200. There's no matter of interpretation, and that's Vadei Ramai. And therefore, when it says Vadei Ramai Yehi Munach, La Vadei Ramai Yachloku, says the Rivad. That's also the answer to our Sugya. Why don't they bring this in an Ar Sugya? Because it was already covered in a different Sugya. For Rainy Town, why don't they bring this in our Sugya? Our Sugya is all about Mammon, but there's no Mochsak. And we're not talking about Mochsak. That's the rest of the Shas. For Rivad, why don't we bring it to our Sugya? Because our Sugya is asking Steven and giving answers, and that Sugya asked Steven and gave answers. So why do we have to bring the same thing twice? It's already covered. Says the Rivad that this is the case of where there's Vadai Ramai. I say it's Shalom both sides. You say it's Shalom both sides. But hey, it's either my father's or your father's. And again, we don't mean we're like secretly the same father and didn't realize. That's, let's say we need to clear we have different fathers, right? I say it's my father's. There's no room for misinterpretation. It's just someone's a liar, right? Oh, what about how Arba? So you make Seo Kipton. How Arba also? Not how Arba. I say it's my vote. You say it's more voted. Your vote in a way that it could be an honest mistake. No. I say it's my boat and I bought it in Haifa. You say it's your boat that you bought in Tel Aviv. It's clearly one of us a liar. As opposed to Shnei Mochzakim of the palace, which is, there's no Vadai Ramai, which is, he's not making something up. You're not going to take this Vadai Ramai and just make it up. That's ridiculous. He's saying that I don't have to make anything up. The Gemara, basically, the Gemara asked for being Tom's question and answered it. The Gemara asked, how come the Mavesh Shlishi is like Zeomer Shalom Bosai and is not Shalom and is not Yachloku? And everybody gave me the answer. But what do we say by the Mavesh Shlishi? By the Mavesh Shlishi, we said, Yehi Munach HaShiyav Eliyahu. We didn't say Kol Dolan Bar. How? And it's, by the way, you say Kol Dolan Bar. Right? What comes out of that? As the Rishonim say.
The Rashi brings up a case beginning with Metzia. Not I say I picked up the talus first, you say you picked it up first. I say I wove the talus. Right? Rashi Metzia, famous case, Aniyah Ragtiva. I say I wove the talus, you say you wove the talus. One of us is a Ramai. What comes out? So says the Ramban. Everyone else, what did they wrote? What comes out of this is that if I say I wove the talus, you say you wove the talus, call the Olam Dabar. Ah, so why is it in Munach? Vada Ramai, what does he have to assume? He has to assume that Yehei Munach Achi Yavar L'Yahu equals Kol D'Olim Kvar. Why would Yehei Munach be the same as Kol D'Olim Kvar? Because of the last line before this part of the Gemara. Behel Hecha, the Tafas Lo Matinah. Kol D'Olim Kvar doesn't mean they find it out. Kol D'Olim Kvar means we don't get involved. Don't get involved with this mystery means find it out. Even if you're both holding it from one of you holding each side, find it out. But if it's already in the hands of a shomer, that means leave it in the hands of the shomer. Called on inquiry means be passive and let it, and don't get involved. Therefore, hey, and that's hey for the tafas lo mafkinan. Part of called on inquiry is that hey for the tafas lo mafkinan because heicha the tafas. Lo mafkinan. Tosos asks a kasha on the riva. His first kasha, I think his first kasha on the riva is avomandor mafkinu osi shafir. That's only the helchasa, right? But if the machlokes amarun, all amarun have to get the shnayis to work, right? Not only that, all amarun have to get the early amarun and the shnayis to work, right? Keep in mind, this is a late amarun I'm arguing. An early amarun and the shnayis already said all these background details. What about Rav Papa says mafkinan? What is Rav Papa thinking? You don't say, I guess you could only say, Rav Papa has some other sheet that we never heard of that changed everything. But that's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha goes, oh, what about Rav Papa? After all, according to Rav Papa, then by the Mother Shlishis, you should have said, Kol D'Olim Kvar, mafkinan. What about Rav Papa? So who can answer that very, very pashut? I think actually the Chassam Sofer put a bracket next to that, but you can answer that without. You can probably think of the Chassam Sofer's answer on your own. What about Rav Papa? What? Meaning?
Gavra has a din of the master. So he can't be.
I mean, a third party. Now, of course, that's a different kind of third party. That third party, you grabbed it. Not a third party, who's a shomer. Okay, you could say fair enough. Bezdin hold on to it as Shiyabo. Bezdin holds on to it as Shiyabo Yahu, but an individual citizen has no right to hold on to it as Shiyabo Yahu, so he has to let it go. I thought it was simpler answer.
He can't mean, yeah. He has
what?
He can't take hold of the back. He can't take hold of the back. He can't return the book, he has to be mastered. So.
Ah, that's what you mean. Okay, sorry. Sorry, yeah, I got that. Sorry. But he says that even if Bezdin will release it, that's because Bezdin's not a shomer. A shomer cannot release it. He's chayav in shmira. This guy is mamash a shomer. Not even like Al Ham Bezri. Became a shomer against his will. He mamash be a shomer. I would add to that the Rashbam on Lamed Aleph Beis. What did the Rashbam say? Why does Rav Papa say mafkina? Why does Rav Papa say mafkina? What did the Rashbam say? Didn't Berkeley point it out to me? What? Yeah, because it's mafkina. Because they were only told by Salman Nas to be mafkina if there were no Eidim. Maybe even Rav Papa only said mafkina if your Almanas came. And it goes together. But this guy was not a Manas king. This guy is an objective for Yushmir. So really, that's not such a strong question. The question is, oh, what about Papa? A, her Papa is only Bezdin, who doesn't have the same level of Yushmir, or maybe why not, because they were only told for a Manas king. Right? So, I think this response is more pointed, but... Okay, so that's not really such a strong question. Tosas has up to four questions on the rebut, depending on exactly how you read it. One question is, what about Rav Papa? The easiest way, I think, just Rav Papa only says mafkina if they were tope salmanas lahotzi. This guy took a shmira and not a manas lahotzi into the street. I'm gonna ask to give it back to the owner. So he's trying to give it back to the owner. Okay, I see our time has elapsed. And we didn't, Chaim's gonna ask where we got to. We're in the middle of number three. We did part two of the Makoros very quickly.
Did we correct it from three to two?
Episode. Anyway, we're in what should be part two of the Makoros. We're still in the middle. We didn't even finish the Tosos. So maybe we'll finish up with this Birsa Hashem next time. And then we'll talk a little more about Shuda Daini and about the continuation of the Gemara of maybe we'll throw in a few more in Muna. But basically, we'll finish up this Indian and then go on in the Gemara, the part about Machla, part of the Chamor. Birsa Hashem, see you on Thursday.
Rabbi, question. According to the Rashbam in Gittin, I mean, assuming the Rashbam holds like Rashi, that therefore, we hold like Rabbi Meir b'shar storos. So the Rashbam has a whole problem with this whole sugya.
Hold on. Whoa. We pass like Rabbi Elazar across the board.
That's what Tosfos said, but the Rashi didn't hold like that. And the Tosfos, some people say the Rashbam also didn't hold like that. And Rabbi Elazar,
the Rashbam himself has no problems. The Rashbam would work fine for a mayor, right? Because he said they're not calling himself a Yom Adrava. The Rashbam works better for a mayor. Take Shlomo to go make some of the pretzels to get the Rashbam here to work for a
mayor. That if Rashbam held like Rabbi,
Rashbam here works fine if Eidu Chasim Akarsi. Shlomo has to make a pretzel to that to get the Gorg Tzuvas.
The Rashbam also says that it's not Eidu Chasim.
The Rashbam, well, the Gemara says when the Gemara says
because otherwise, what difference does it make that if a month ago he was Moser? It's not Eidu Mitzir, it's Eidu Chasim. Meaning he has to defend himself against when he was Moser.
Well, when the Gemara says in Gittin, Halachi Rabbi Elazar beGittin, they held Dafka beGittin, but not B'Shar Torah.
Yeah, but I thought that was not the Maskana.
That's Tosfos not Maskana.
Okay. Anyway, but I think that would be fine for, you could deal with that. You could say even Rabbi Meir says, Eidah Hasima Karsi still admits that, because after all, there's Rashbam, Ramban who says in some cases he even admits that the order, okay, that's more the order of Hasima though. It could still be that the Masira might still be necessary, and if you don't do it that day,
the machlokas between the mayor and the Elias Elazar would only be in the case of
yes, I think it's still possible. Anyway, I hear what you're saying, but I think that would be fine for the Rashbam here if so, because the Rashbam says not kol until sof hayom, that works fine. Davka, he's the only one that works fine.
I think that's what the Rashbam had to say.
Now I understand what you're saying. You're trying to explain where he comes from. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't remember the sugyas as well as you do, but according to what you're saying, it makes a lot of sense, and I'll chazer.
I think it's on Zavdalid and Gittin. There's the whole machlokus.
Okay, I'll chazer it. Okay,
thank you.